This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
All right, advanced medicine begins officially now. Dr. Rashid Batar, I'm in Atlanta, you're in Charlotte, and we're close, so close, up 85. Just, I can almost reach you.
That's right. It does seem like it's our sound is so clear. It does seem like we're sitting right next to each other.
Exactly. And, I wish you were here with me. We had a great trip. Obviously, got to see Mom, and she loves you, appreciates you, and says hi. And the Alive Expo was something I hadn't done in many years, and it was interesting. I met a couple of MDs that were actually like us, really. They're really on board, and they didn't shy away from the danger of vaccines and things like that. I did a lecture on neurological degradation, and they were just cheering me on. So, people are changing, but there, some of them are still a little reluctant to speak out. I understand that because, as you know, being vocal and speaking out, what kind of things you have to go up against.
Yeah, tend to get ostracized by voicing your viewpoint, and even when it's backed by extensive research and science, it doesn't matter because it's going against the dogma. It's going against the religion, and it doesn't matter what the truth is. They tend to come down hard, and a lot of people don't want to be ostracized by their own professional community for that reason. So it's understandable. I don't think it's excusable, but I think it's understandable.
I made the perspective for, like, there was a lot of new people at the Alive Expo that weren't plugged in. Like, there was somebody from the Georgia Aquarium, right? There was a group from the Georgia Aquarium that exhibited there, and one of the ladies came and attended my lecture, and she was so intrigued because she had a lot of health issues. And, I talked about the need to clean up what goes into people's bodies. I said the word organic. I said, listen, if you don't think this is important, maybe it's an intellectual thing. You don't get it yet. But if you do and you still don't make better choices about the food you put in your body, what does that say about how much you love and appreciate yourself? That you would, continue to put things in that are contributing to your disease, your ailment. So, I challenged them a little bit and nobody ran away.
Well, this is an interesting topic because it also comes down to the inherent nature of human beings, which I don't understand why it is. And I know I'm susceptible to this myself, but that self-destructive component that we end up having, it's almost like that you shouldn't eat a certain type of food, but you like the taste of it and you end up doing it, and then you end up paying the consequence, maybe
right,
6 hours later or 2 hours later, or some, for some people immediately, and then you vow you're not going to do it. You may be good for another couple of days and stay away from it. I see this with patients all the time, and I see the tendency in myself even, and it's one of those things that I think there has to be an emotional component that's tied in to this behavioral issue, mm-hmm, that we have. Like, for example, exercise, right? I have to admit that in the last 2 weeks, well, about 3 weeks ago, I had an injury to the shoulder, and so I was told to take off by a friend of mine who's been doing some work, chiropractic work and some other stimulation work. And I did. But there was other things I could have done, but I didn't. I used that as an excuse to justify
right,
because I was told not to, just to take off. And then this last week, I could come back on and I started doing my own stuff, but I didn't do the whole workout. And I'm asking myself why, because I feel good afterwards, and it's just, there's excuses of I'm busy and this and that. So I think that human beings tend to do this anyway, and that's one reason I've always been kind of secretly impressed by you, Robert, because I've seen how you stick to your dietary intake.
It's not so secret now because you've told everybody.
but it's almost too. It's almost like the religious dogma type thing. And I think it's good to have that type of thought process if you can program yourself subconsciously to do that to the things that are good. Unfortunately, sometimes, you know, like the dogma of vaccines are good. You
right.
know, people get married to that, so then it's a negative thing. So how do we, as a society, learn to take those habits that are good for us, that are going to help sustain us, and make them into that adamant religiosity type thought process that makes us, regardless of anything else, follow that thought process with that dogma that's necessary in order to be consistent. That would be an amazing, amazing tool to be able to create that.
But you understand discipline. I mean, you have disciplined in your body and life and the things that you've done, and yet there are, I think we all have either blind spots or weak spots on that front. Like here in Atlanta, of course, I brought my food until I knew I could get some good food, and then lo and behold, there is an organic Thai restaurant that happened to be closer to where the conference was, because there's one out near where my mom lives. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is like God smiling on me. I've been good in a past life. Something's happened. So we got to actually go out and indulge in food that I would love to eat Thai food all the time, Indian food all the time. But my discipline on this issue, as you know, is because of how I suffered from 0 to 24. So it was indelibly imprinted into my DNA that food matters so much that I'm not willing to stray, not because I'm dogmatic in a religious sort of way, but a pragmatic way, a practical way to say, you know what, I'm pretty awesome with feeling great. I don't like not feeling great, and my body tells me instantly. So I have that sensitivity that some people would look on as a curse. For me, it's been a blessing because it changed my life around. We're the same age, and you know, I'm doing things now that I couldn't do in my 20s. So it, you know, it's sort of like reversing the aging process. I recognize that on planet Earth, there's going to be elements of aging that I'm not delusional about, but at the same time, doing these things, taking these steps, means a lot to me because, you know, not only for my own sake and my own joy in being alive, but for those that I'm trying to be a living example for as we go out and we talk and we teach. I want them to understand how important it is. And if they don't do it, I'm not going to yell and scream at them, but I at least want them to consider, you know, the loving or non-loving aspects of the choices they make.
Well, I think the pragmatism aspect, it's an important point to bring up, because I think maybe a few months ago we had talked about the fact that when somebody has a certain type of symptom that they experience from doing something that isn't good for them. For example, you eat something that's got a lot of sugar in, and then you get a headache, or you start feeling bloated afterwards. You feel, you know, the whatever sensation, negative sensation people may experience by having a high sugar intake. I think we talked about this on the air. Maybe we were between segments when we talked about it. But do you remember the conversation we had that's actually truly a blessing, that when you end up having that feedback, because
yes,
that significant pain that you may get in your joints afterwards, or the burping sensation, or the headache, or whatever the experience is, that's actually your body telling you and rejecting that food and giving you a very, very specific response to that food. So regardless of whether you think it was good or you don't think it was good, or or how it tastes, your body is talking to you, and that is such a blessing. I know that people see that as a curse.
Listen,
and they say, you know,
yeah, when you're suffering in the middle of it, you're cursing it. But I,
exactly.
You know, as I said, I look back now and I'm like grateful. I didn't know to be grateful at the time until I had to learn the language of my body. And you're right that when you can understand a new language, think about that. You learn a new language, and you kind of, first time you understood things that are said, how awesome do you feel? And I think there are a lot of people that have yet to experience that with their body, to say, you know, that's what this means. I mean, they'll hear people screaming and yelling, their body screaming and yelling. They don't know what it means. And we try to put meaning to every symptom so they understand that what they did led to that. And if you don't do that, there's going to be a different outcome that'll be better.
Yeah, I think that is such an important point to bring up to people. And, you know, sometimes people will say, well, I can't do this, or I'm limited that I can't buy that type of food, or I can't get a gym membership because it's too expensive, or I don't have time to go to the gym. You know, these are all excuses. We have to also start to look at ourselves and realize and admit that these are excuses. Because you know what? You can just go out and start walking. And if you can't walk 3 miles, then go to two. If you can't do two, then start go to one. If you can't go to one, whatever it is, just walk a block and then build upon it. You'll start finding that your resilience will improve and you'll be able to go a block and a half the next time. Or it may take you a week to go to a block and a half. But just start doing something. And just these little steps, it makes a huge impact. And it also programs your body and your mind to start to change and shift your own belief system. So 30 days, they say it takes 21 days to form a habit. I always tell patients to do it for 4 weeks, 28 days, or 30 days. Just do something for 30 days because that forms a habit. Do it consistently, and that's your target, 30 days. Just do it for 30 days. So I remember thinking to myself, you know, people that walk, what the hell do they walk for? There's no point in walking, you know, because I did my hill sprints all the time. And of course, that would be if I still came from the old thought process, no pain, no gain. Mm-hmm. And so I had to be hurting for me to feel that I'd done something. But I'll tell you, this just the fact of just the ability to walk, it has a tremendous impact. And I sometimes see people that are in their 70s or 80s out in the park or something, they're walking and, you know, nice brisk walk. It doesn't matter whether it's a brisk walk, just even a slow walk. But the point is they're walking, they're doing something. And so I think that is one point that I hope that our listeners listen to and take heed of, that just start doing something, just something small.
Yes,
whatever
yes.
it is, something, even small steps, that's fine.
Well, and these articles that we bring up from time to time, they're linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You can check it out and go to advancedmedicine.com as well. Pesticides here, for instance. There's an article here, pesticides are making children aggressive. We got about a minute before our first break, but, I mean, this is the kind of thing, that language is not commonly known. You know, that you know pesticides, they do that. I mean, people are hearing rumors about cancer and pesticides. Of course, we talk about that, but there are nuances to the aggressiveness of children that then are drugged, for instance. So I like covering these new reports on this to give us more insight.
Well, Robert, I think the bigger point there is that some people don't even realize that pesticides are getting into our food system or water system because they tend to think that the government's taking care of that, and that used to be a problem, you know, 50 years ago. We don't have that issue anymore. And I think that making people realize that there are significant changes occurring to the foods that we're ingesting and in the air that we're breathing and the water we're taking in that affect our body, and many of these industrial components and agents that are being used from a global industrial perspective have a tremendous impact on our diet, whether it's coming directly into our food source or indirectly into our bodies through us, just, you know, through like the types of food that we're eating.
Yes.
The pesticides are coming in, whether you're taking it in directly, whether you're inhaling it because you live on a farm area or in a golf area, or whether you're getting it through the meat that's being that was fed, the grain product that had those insecticides.
Listen, we got to take our first break here. Advanced Medicine continues on the Robert Scott Bell Show, a special conversation with Dr. Bitar. Always an enjoyable educational experience. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to say big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you ever miss an advanced medicine segment, you can go to medicalrewind.com, advancedmedicine.com. Of course, we have links up here at robertscottbell.com. It's heard around the world on GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, SoundCloud. And when we are able to go live on YouTube, it's there as well. Today I'm in Atlanta still. Dr. Batar is back in Carolina. So we're having a great conversation here on the issue of, you know, it's like being at that Alive Expo, Dr. Batar, there are a lot of people that were at varying levels of awareness. A lot of times we'll go to a conference and people are, you know, they're sort of already there, but they want nuance. In this case, it was shocking information, but there was a readiness to hear it. Whether they go in and do something with it, I don't know. But on the pesticide issue, as you said, you know, the people, still a lot of people out there, we forget, that have not even encountered this idea that pesticides are not only, you know, of course, kill pests, but kill stuff inside of them, too.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, when you start looking at these type of studies, too, which is a little bit absurd if you think about it, these studies that they do, then they say pesticides are making children aggressive. You start thinking, well, of course they're going to what else are they doing to children besides making them aggressive? You know, are they making their testosterone levels go lower, or the estrogen levels spiking them? Are they affecting their neurological pathways? Are they affecting their metabolism? All these different things. And I think that these are the types of things that when explored, then you start seeing how the impact on the future health of these children and their propensity to develop cancer later on in life or heart disease later on in life. I mean, this would be, to me, a moment of duh. You know, this kind of goes into this other study that you sent me that we might cover today, which is prenatal diet before conception affects child's health. Like,
right.
No poop, Sherlock. Tell me something I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. This idea, though, of course, extends into those who are aware of it, but then will promote coal tar, petroleum-derived, prenatal vitamins. So, even those that become aware are semi-aware and then don't go to the next level to say, well, the pharmaceutical company made it, so it's good, right? Because they're used to from drugs, now they're going to vitamins, recognizing, well, I've got to make a switch here, but there's a lot of folks that are not going all the way. And so we keep narrowing down the percentage of people that have maybe a consciousness about the choices they make. Again, it's one thing when you're completely ignorant of it, although they say ignorance is no excuse because the body will still tell you. But once you know about it and then choose to do otherwise, I think that becomes a conscious, if you will, I don't know if it's stubborn or whatever, but I don't know if the consequences change if you're consciously making the decision or if you're unconscious about it.
I think that sometimes that transition between unconscious and conscious may occur at the most, at the strangest point in time, because sometimes we're not aware of certain things that we're doing, but that's an interesting question, Robert. That's
interesting. I ask the interesting questions here.
Well, I think that as individuals and understanding, we are all connected together. There's a universal consciousness, and I think that it's a collective consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if we just follow our intuition or the gut feeling or that sixth sense, I think that,
yes,
to me, that's all the Creator talking to us. And at some point, it'll transition from that subconscious to the conscious, or there's an awareness, an awakening, where the eyes open up and you realize something.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we all go through that in all aspects of life. So I don't know whether looking at David Hawkins' work, I don't know what this would be construed as, that enlightenment or becoming more enlightened, or as we're in that evolution of enlightenment, that's when we go from that not realizing or being in that subconscious state and to that conscious component.
Well, and the risk is when you know a lot, because we know a lot, let's be honest about that, but if we get cocky about it and hang our hat and say there's nothing more to learn, which is one of the things I said all the time, so much appreciate about you from the time we met, that you were always willing to listen and be open to new ideas, new things you hadn't encountered. And that, to me, is the mark of someone who is wise, right? And it's not to say that we can't at any point get cocky, right? So like the devil's advocate with Al Pacino at the end, vanity always gets them in the end, right? Because he tricked them and he got through it, and then there's another test, right? So we're challenged never to kind of say, well, I've arrived and there's nothing more to learn, now y'all just bow down, right? And so for me, that would be no fun. I like the fact that there's more, that I'm at the Alive Expo and I'm learning new things from other people. It's fun for me.
Well, it is. So I think when you're learning, it's a very important component of age management. I believe that when the brain stagnates, I think then the body starts to stagnate. And I think that poster with the chimpanzee that's scratching his head with a book in front of him, and he says, "The more I learn, the more I realize I don't know."
yes.
It's one of those types of things. I think when we think that we've learned everything and there's nothing more to learn, we have, by definition, limited our ability to now comprehend it and evolve.
Yeah. Okay. Right, banana break. I got to take a banana break. We're on the end of a break. We're going to be back with Dr. Rasha Bittar. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science, and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing. To be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through. 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Each and every week we go advanced medicine with Dr. Rasha Bitar here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Once again, archives available all over the world, and advancedmedicine.com, great website to keep you up to date on things Dr. Bitar is doing and any other announcements we try to get out, also through the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Dr. Bitar, you are a globetrotter. You're home now. I'm on the road, but I think, was it a week or two ago, we were interviewing you a few weeks ago. You were in Bethlehem, you were in Jordan and Israel, all over the place, and it's amazing to me the reach, not just from the physical travel that you do or that I do, but the fact that this has gone global, you know, all those years ago when it was more radio than online, and then just took off all over the world.
Yeah, it really has been crazy. In fact, I don't know what I told you, Robert, when I was, we spent some time going around some of the places, and I was in Petra, which is considered one of the seven wonders of the world, and I didn't even realize it, but it was just unbelievable how they've carved things into the mountains, the ruins there, and the arenas that were literally carved into the mountain. They weren't built up, they were carved into the mountain, the actual arena itself and the seating areas. It's just phenomenal. I mean, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of people were involved with that process, but when you look at it and the magnitude of it and just the height that they scaled and how smooth the walls were, just boggles your mind. But one of the things that happened while I was there, it was interesting. I was with a good friend of mine, and we had to go get a passport because she's originally from Jordan. What was so funny was I'm standing there with an interpreter and with another person, and waiting for her to finish some paperwork. Mm-hmm. And I get tapped on the shoulder, and I turn around, and this man is looking at me. He's got earplugs in, and he's kind of looking at me with a quizzical look on his face, and he says, "Excuse me, are you Dr. Rashid Bitar?"
You kidding?
And I'm thinking, wait a second, you know, did I hear this right? And I said, "Excuse me," and I just said it. He says, "Are you Dr. Rashid Bitar?" And I said, "Yes, I am." And his face like lit up, and he has his phone open, right?
Yes.
And he shows me on the phone, and he goes, "I'm listening to you right now on the podcast." So we take the radio show, right? And we have a podcast under Advanced Medicine.
Yes.
So, I couldn't believe it. And he's a physician himself. Uh-huh. And he said, "I've been listening to you for, I don't know, I think he said 4 or 5 years on the Robert Scott Bell Show." And it was just so funny because I'm thinking, holy moly, in the middle of the Middle East,
yes.
You know, and I don't think there was anybody else in that whole freaking building that spoke English. I mean, everybody
right.
spoke Arabic there. So it was just the funniest thing. And in fact, the interpreter, I had a driver with me and the interpreter, and the driver was looking like, you know, what's going on? And the interpreter translated to the driver what was going on. And it was just the funniest thing. The driver's eyes were like, "What? Really? How do you know?" You know, it's like confusion. Like, wait a second. Huh? And then later on, the interpreter told me that the driver was asking me, you know, "How do I listen to the radio show?
How do I get it now, too?" Well, that's so cool. I mean, you're in, what, Jordan at a passport place, and then somebody taps you on the show. "I'm listening to you right now on the podcast stream." I couldn't have predicted that. I mean, all those years ago, I always knew, you know, we would have a reach, but to have the technology, and this is the positive side of this technology, it really is. It's allowing that consciousness shift because we're able to reach people like never before that crosses all boundaries, you know, whether it be religious, geopolitical, sociopolitical, you name it. The message of health, healing, health, freedom, healing, liberty is something I believe, you know, there is a desire for, whether people have a language that necessarily grasp it in their upbringing. And, you know, there's evidence right there. And also the fact that this was a physician that was listening. What does that say about the doctors out there? For the most part, you know, they probably, and I would say for the most part, go into it for the right reasons. The question is, you know, do they transition out of the brainwash programming to go where we go?
Yeah, and you know, it's pretty amazing. I ended up giving him contact information and found out that he's actually going to be coming to the U.S. to do his residency. He's in internal medicine, but he's going to come to the U.S. to do his residency, and he wants to go back to Jordan and practice either in Jordan or in the Palestinian Israeli areas, and I'm not 100% sure, but I believe he said he started listening to the show when he was still a medical student. So I think that transition that you're talking about, that awareness that you're talking about, and the ability to reach people, not only in different parts of the world, but also in different segments of society, you know. So you've got, right, you've got those that are coming up in that educational process in the medical world, and I mean, to me, not that it is, not to say that any one segment is more important than the other, but from an education standpoint, I think the most important, the most critical component is to help educate the new generation of healers, of healthcare, yes, providers, to make sure that they're aware, not to indoctrinate them, but to make them aware so that they understand the limits of what they're learning. And right, one of the things that I tell medical students that rotate with me, and I've got some people that have rotated me throughout the years, is I tell them, learn. Especially if college students talk to me and they say, Dr. Charlie, you know, this is, I want to do the type of thing that you're doing. And I say, forget about what I'm doing right now. Learn, read, but forget about talking to other people about it. Just go into your educational process and learn everything from the conventional standpoint. Do your own reading on the side, but don't talk about it. Don't talk about it to your professors. Don't talk about it to your attendings, because all you'll do is alienate them. Once you've gotten your degree, once you've gotten your training, your residency, whatever you've got,
right,
then speak from the pulpits and
nicely
preach.
Said.
And,
yes,
but don't jeopardize your own careers, Bob, because a lot of people have jeopardized their careers just by opening their mouths,
sure,
too soon, too early.
Well, they talk about keeping your head down. We've talked about it here, calling it the law of silence, right? Knowing when to speak. And that goes back to listening to the gut or the voice of spirit, however you describe it. And yet, at the same time, I say now is not the time to be quiet. In a general sense, like in this crowd, like I was with this weekend, especially among the physicians that are already out there for years, you have to now speak out. I think we're asked to do more, because the transition is so desperately needed by so many. And also the thing about the kids going into the schooling now, into medical school, oftentimes they're now raised in families that have been part of this shift, that have been using dietary supplements, eating more organic, aware of GMOs. So the kids themselves are going into school having an experience that doesn't allow for total dogmatic indoctrination to drugs for everything. They already are asking questions about it. And I think that's changed. And from the Flexner Report of 1910, they can't hold it together anymore, because the experience of the kids and the generations now is such that it's obvious that they don't have an answer for all of these things.
Yeah, and they're not having an answer would be okay, but their tendency to not have the answer and then propagate as if they do have the answer, and push that agenda forward, whatever the answer may in their world maybe, which is, you know, taking this drug or that drug, it's block this pathway or block this, you know, the beta blockers, calcium channel blockers. I'm not saying beta blockers and calcium channels are calcium channel blockers are bad. I'm just saying that everything is a block, this inhibit this, pharmaceuticals inhibit everything. So I think their propensity to then pretend like they have a solution. The problem is that people end up paying the price with their lives.
Sure.
And that's where, that's one reason that I tend to get very aggravated and angry sometimes,
right,
because it's just not right. It's not right in any industry for anybody to do this to any one of their clients, patients, whatever you want to call them.
Anytime I'm being nice to doctors, I think of you whispering in my ear, Robert, you're being too nice. You know, think about that, and then I go, okay, you're right. I got to let it out like it should be. But to your point again, the wisdom, the teaching, the insight, folks, if you're going through those trainings, you may not want to raise your hand too often initially through the training process. Once you've, you know, established yourself there, then now it's time to take what you've learned. You know, I got a story about my daughter who's, you know, I mentioned this last week on the air. She's in, you know, a little Montessori school that unfortunately the teacher, who used to be more libertarian, love of liberty kind of thing, now switched to teacher. Now she's nice lady, but totally a leftist, you know, Trump hating. It's just irrational at the point where some of these leftists go. And so I teach my daughter, I said, you know what, if you're not sure about where somebody is at and what they're saying, ask them questions about it. So they were going all and on about how horrible the tax plan is, the new tax plan. I said, all you had to do, and I didn't say specifically about the tax plan, ask them I just said ask questions. So she asked, so why is it that you hate the tax plan? And everybody in her class just looked at her. She said she felt horrible. She started crying. The teacher didn't want to go into it. And I said, you know, I'm proud of you, Ari. I'm really proud of you for doing that. And you need to know that what you've done is just shown their lack of ability to back up what their belief system is.
Exactly. Well, I was just going to say that the fact that they singled her out and looked at her, but nobody could say anything, means that they didn't know.
Yep.
This is a typical thing I saw. I remember Abby was probably 9 years old. We were going to a martial arts tournament. Mm-hmm. There was a 14-year-old kid in the car, and one of the instructors, who was about 17, And so as we were driving, this is in Pennsylvania, I just threw out a math problem, because I sometimes used to do that with Abby. My dad used to do that with us, you know, math problems, or, you know, you say a prayer in Arabic, you have to recite it, or whatever the case. It was always, my dad always wanted us to do something. So I threw out this math problem, and the oldest kid, the 17-year-old, gave an answer which was incorrect. I waited for the 14-year-old. He gave an answer that was incorrect. And then Abby says, "Oh, well, I guess I was wrong. I thought it was going to be, you know," and he gives the answer. And his answer was right.
Oh.
And I said, "Abby, your answer was right." And I explained it to them, and they were kind of like, you know, the two older kids were kind of like embarrassed, and, you know. But the thing was, he automatically assumed that he was wrong, because the older kids, and there was two against one, you know, they were all friends. But the
sure.
point was that we, as like for Arya, she probably thought that because they all looked at her and didn't say anything, and she felt self-conscious, she started crying. In her world, she thought she was wrong, but in actuality, what she did was she just showed to them all, especially to the teacher, that they couldn't even support their argument, and here was a child that brought up a counterpoint, and they couldn't support it. This is a really, really important thing. I think that us as parents, we need to make sure we support our children, and it's not whether we agree with our child or disagree with our child, but we support them to the point that they understand that they are going to be still supported and loved and cherished regardless of what their opinion is. This is a very important part for the confidence level for an individual to grow up with, that confidence of knowing that no matter what, I can say my piece, and that's where change occurs, rather than having that herd mentality, as you one of my favorite words that you came up with, sheeple, you know, instead of promoting the sheeple thought process.
Bunch of moo cows. Stop it.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, and in my daughter's case, like I said, she's, you know, obviously being raised by people who love liberty, and we know history, and so, you know, I oftentimes you can't get into a debate with someone who just yells and screams at you ad hominem, but you can ask questions, and then when they answer with, I'm not even bother, or they come back with that kind of sense, then you have a sense that, my gosh, they may not have an understanding of why they believe what they believe, and you want to engage. I encourage that. It doesn't mean we all have to believe the same. I don't mind that her teacher believes differently than we do, but the fact that she is not allowing for the integrative questioning and discussion, intellectual, you know, integrity, that's what I'm asking for here. Listen, we're on another break. We got one more segment. I'm going to ask Dr. Batar a medical question, especially remembering now that we have a lot of young medical students probably listening, and it's about hormones. Men, get ready. It's for you. We'll be right back.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Scott Bell Show. Early in the show, Dr. Vitar, you mentioned the aging process and how, you know, always questioning, learning something new keeps you young. There's another question about testosterone decline that's it's widespread. We have a link in the show notes. Chronic disease is linked to chronic disease. But does this mean we just need to inject all men with testosterone? Because there's a medical side that if it's doing that, or maybe even going bioidentical, I don't believe it's addressing the real issue.
Bioidentical or synthetic, it doesn't make any difference. You're still violating the negative inhibitory feedback loop. It's in Chapter 11 of my book that explains this entire aspect. And it's talking specifically about growth hormone, but it doesn't matter what hormone you're talking about. You're talking about thyroid, you're talking about testosterone, you're talking about the cortisol, whatever hormones you're talking about, the concept of the inhibiting the negative feedback loop. You do not want to inhibit the negative feedback loop that God designed. It's our own self-regulatory mechanism. So when it comes to testosterone, for example, they are right that lower testosterone levels do create, and there is an association with chronic disease. But my question would be, why is the testosterone low in the first place? And that's what people aren't addressing. So One of the reasons we have lower testosterone is because there's so much estrogen in society, so from the plastics, the xenoestrogens, the phytoestrogens. Estrogen negates testosterone, so that's one big problems. But that doesn't mean you go and start injecting testosterone. What can men do to increase their testosterone naturally? Start eating cleaner. Mm-hmm. Start eating more lean types of protein. Exercise. That is the most significant thing that you can do. Exercise. Mm-hmm. And there's one other thing you can do on top of that that even helps, which is exercise. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, if you don't know what else to do, then definitely do exercise, because that will take care of your testosterone level. One of the biggest problems is that men don't do, men and women, you know, yeah. we as a society don't exercise enough. So exercise is one component. And here's the other thing that you can start doing. Sleep. Mm-hmm. Get adequate sleep. That's one of the components that helps to normalize your cortisol levels and mm-hmm. circadian rhythm and such. So eating foods that are lower in carbohydrate, higher in protein,
yes.
cleaner. These are the simple things that you can end up doing. There are programs out there that will naturally increase your testosterone. Actually, advancedmedicine.com, we mm-hmm. will have, there's a protocol, one of the Drops of Life protocol, that will naturally increase testosterone and without inhibiting the negative feedback loop. So for people that may have an interest in this, Robert, chapter yeah. 11 of the book.
Chapter 11 of 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. We haven't mentioned it today. It's an international bestseller. It's been out for years now, but it's still awesome. And, you know, I want to mention, you say lean protein. I don't want people to, again, fear fat. It's the fat from factory farm animals that's toxic and also contains xenoestrogens. But remember, cholesterol, which is, you know, part of the fat scenario, is a precursor to the vital hormone production. So it's liver issue.
It's a most important component. It's mm-hmm. vital to all the sex hormones. It's a precursor to cholesterol, the precursor to estrogen, progesterone, testosterone. And so one of the other components why people have hormonal issues is because of all the statin drugs that uh-huh. people are on. Yep. So you don't want to inhibit cholesterol. In fact, without cholesterol, we would be nothing. We wouldn't have any cell membrane integrity. It's
right.
cell membrane integrity that's dependent upon cholesterol. So to decrease that is not the right thing. To proper metabolism of the cholesterol may be an important thing, but
sure.
that's not an issue. That's not solved by taking a statin drug.
No. How many men with low T are on a statin drug?
Yeah.
Probably all of them, you know? And so it doesn't mean that everybody that has low T is on a statin drug, but a lot of them are. And so if you just think that you're not going to pump in testosterone artificially, how about looking at the idiocy of reducing cholesterol, which, you know, to do that, they have to destroy the liver. That's part of the process. And by the way, that is also the precursor to a lot of dementia, Alzheimer's, et cetera, neurological degradation by reducing cholesterol. Brain is made of cholesterol, a lot of fat cholesterol. So, folks, you got to remember, these are things you don't necessarily learn in medical school. Unfortunately, you should, but that's the kind of stuff we do with advanced medicine, and that gives you some insight as you go through your career and changing and transforming people and bringing the power to heal back to your patients as well as yourself.
Robert, one other thing I'd like to say is that most of the cardiology literature in the last 10 years have actually associated the propensity of developing heart disease to higher insulin levels and erratic insulin the peaks and troughs that people go through. So they have actually found that half the people that have heart disease have totally normal cholesterol lipid levels, and half the people that have totally normal no heart disease have very high lipids.
That's right.
So it's not the associated lipids, but it's more associated with the insulin peaks and troughs.
Well, and that tells you, we don't have time to go into it, but stop eating all the refined sugars. You're
exactly.
poisoning your body, and you're facilitating all of the cardiovascular disease, neurological disease, etc. Well, with that, we're about out of time, Dr. Batar. What an amazing advanced medicine. I appreciate you so much, my friend. And I know that the people out there love you. I know my mom does, so at least you got her.
Well, start one at a time, right?
Yes. Tell them what they need to know, because we got to go.
The power to heal is unequivocally yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount
amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.